The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
I'm delighted to be joined by Joe Wood, who has produced the book Stoned, Photographs and Treasures from Life with the Rolling Stones. After, what was it, 24 years married to Ron Wood and travelling the world with him and getting the opportunity to photograph some of the most intimate moments unposed.
Yeah, yes. Well, it's a like a scrapbook photo album, really. It's like, you know, my family.
What gave you the idea?
Well, my friend John, who is an ex-rock journalist, I came over to the house and I was sorting through a small box of pictures, because I've got thousands, to put on Instagram. And he said, "What are you doing, Joe?" I said, "Oh, I'm just going to put some pictures on Instagram." And I said, "Just some of my old pictures." And he looked at them and he went, "What on earth is this?" And I said, "These are just old pictures, John." He said, "Oh my God, Joe, can I look at them?" So I brought down another box and he started going through them and he said, "You've got to do something with them." And I said, "Well, what am I going to do with them? I think I'm going to leave them to my kids." And he said, "No, let's put them in a book."
How come you had so many printed photographs? And I asked that specifically because the modern generation has so many photographs digitally kept, but they don't actually print them off and put them in boxes or put them on their walls.
I've got about 150 photo albums and I've got boxes of loose pictures and then smaller boxes with more favourite ones in, and that's how I'd kept them for years, and tickets and passes, and I just kept it all.
You're a hoarder, so
I'm a hoarder.
Aren't you lucky that you are as well? And there's some fantastic photographs. How did you persuade everybody, Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, everybody, Charlie Watts involved in the band, to allow themselves to be photographed? And what are many private moments?
I just took pictures. I didn't even ask them.
They just got used to you doing it.
Yeah. I started off with Polaroids. I had a Polaroid when I first met Ronnie in 1977. I had my Polaroid camera. So I started doing pictures with my Polaroid. And then he bought me a proper camera. In fact, the picture on the front of the book is my brand new camera. Well, obviously not now. So then I started taking photographs. And I just loved that whole thing of putting a roll of film in a camera. And I'd keep all, on tour especially, I'd keep all the film until I got back home and have it all developed all at once. So I'd go in with like 150 rolls of film to be developed.
How did you trust the people who were actually developing the photographs not to take some of them and start selling them to tabloid newspapers?
But they didn't then.
You must have had a good relationship with them.
Yeah, well, I'd just go in and say, "Will you develop these? Thank you very much." And I don't know why they didn't, but it's not like it is now. You could never do that now.
No, there's not a chance you could do it.
You could never do that now. It's changed. Then we were freer. You could fall out of restaurants and nobody took a picture of you unless I had my camera. But now you can't do that now. Times have changed.
See, I remember you, Joe, from many years in Lily's Bordello in the library. You would never have known who I was. You were there with Ron and various entourages of famous people and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
You met many years enjoying yourself here in Ireland, didn't you?
I loved it here in Ireland. I still love Ireland. We lived in County Kildare and it was always, "Let's go to Lily's." And off we'd go. Do you know, we'd drive home after a night at Lily's. Isn't that insane?
It is insane, highly dangerous. Did you not have anyone to drive you in those days?
Yeah, we did have drivers. We had dedicated drivers as well.
And what sort of reaction did you get then, being a sort of a celebrity and a star in Dublin? It was mainly the 1990s,
wasn't
it? Wasn't
me, it was Ronnie that's a celebrity and a star. I was just, the wife, yeah. But Ireland loves Ronnie. I absolutely love Ronnie. Because we bought that house so we could do a year out of England, because he was touring so much. And we just fell in love with it. He still has it, actually.
Of course, you partied hard as well, didn't you? I mean, and that's in the book. There's plenty of photographs with pints in hand and all the rest of it. And there was lots more done as well. Yeah. There's no escaping that, is there?
No.
That was your life.
I think if you're going to be in that rock and roll life then, you know, it was who was the strongest to survive. You had to survive. And you had fun. We had fun.
The survival of the guys in the Rolling Stones is quite extraordinary. Keith Richards, to think that, I mean, when you have all the stories, legendary of the drug use and all the rest of it, that he's still going so strong in his 70s. It's extraordinary, isn't it?
I know. It's amazing, isn't it? I'm so happy he's still here. He's a great guy. But he's the one that everybody thought was going to go years ago. And he's still good.
From what you've said, he seems to be the one that you're fondest of in many respects, was
he? He's like a big brother to me. And he always treated me like he was my big brother. Like he treats Ronnie like he's his big brother. The two of them are like brothers.
Do you miss this lifestyle at all? Since you separated, went your different ways.
No.
You know, do you miss the touring and being able to take all the photographs?
I love touring. I missed it at first. And, you know, when they first went back on the road in 2012, something like that, I was kind of jealous that I wasn't there. Because I've got so many good friends that are makeup artists and wardrobe, Isabel, Caroline, Alan, all sorts of people that worked on tour. So I missed it at first. But no, I don't miss it now.
Of course, it's interesting the way that you even have described the way the tour has changed, that it was very sort of loose and freewheeling in the early years.
Yeah.
And then it almost became corporate.
Yeah, well, in the early years, it was like we'd be 2 hours late to get, well, they would be 2 hours late to get on stage, you know, and there was, you know, you'd pull out something from the suitcase. I'd pull out, say, Ronnie, do you want to wear this jacket? Or do you want to wear my pink jeans? You know, it would be like that. Then they had, Mick and Keith had that big argument and they weren't talking to each other for 6 years. And they came back in 1989 with a new promoter, Michael Cole, and a rule book.
A rule book?
Yeah.
What was in the rule book?
Oh,
no drink, no drugs?
No, it was, you had to be ready on time. You had to, your bags had to be packed. You couldn't be late. You couldn't take illegal substances across any borders. You couldn't do this. You couldn't do that. It was just all that.
And did I take the fun out of it for you?
Well, it became a production rather than a concert.
And did it suffer, do you think, from that? What people got to watch? What was delivered in the performance by the Rolling Stones?
I don't think it suffered. You know, they're such great musicians. And Mick is such a brilliant frontman that he can hold an audience. Yeah.
So, Joe Wood, when did you last see the Rolling Stones play live?
Italy. Was it last year? I went to Rome and watched them play in Rome. No, I went to Sweden. That was a couple of years ago.
And do you still enjoy them every bit as much? Because this is something we've argued about on the programme recently. Is there a time when a rock and roll band should sort of retire the instruments and getting on stage, that it isn't what it used to be, that may not have the same magic? Or do you have a nostalgia for seeing them in more advanced years playing?
No, I preferred it in the early years. It was more exciting. It was fun. It was great. Now they are very... sort of, it is a production, even more so. It's not so spontaneous anymore. Yeah.
And I suppose, would it be fair to categorise you that you were sort of probably got a rock chick for many years? There's nothing derogatory in that. Some of my best friends were rock chicks. And once you're a rock chick, you're always one, really.
Oh, well,
aren't
that's
you?
All right. Once you're a rock chick, you're always a rock chick. Great. You can tell I was a rock chick in the book.
Well, from the photographs, definitely. Yeah. But you had a great time, great fun with this.
Yeah, it was great. I love doing that book. I love getting the pictures together and sorting through hundreds of them.
I know, and some gas ones. It was even when you have Ron Wood's mother with a Guinness in hand as well. Photographs like that are fantastic.
Yeah. It's good.
And don't they look so young in so many of the pictures?
When you look at the likes of Mick Jagger as well.
You can see why he was...
It's funny because when I look at the pictures and see how young they were, I mean, it's incredible because when I look at them now, they seem the same age. But when I look back, I can see, gosh, I knew them when they looked like that. Yeah, it's funny.
Listen, you don't have to be a Rolling Stones fan to enjoy this book because the photographs are just so brilliant. They're so natural and they just show... decades after decades of the development of the band, but also what life was like in those times. So it's an absolutely tremendous production. You probably have enough photographs for another book, do you?
Easy.
It's called Stoned. Joe Wood, thank you very much for being here on The Last Word of Today FM.
Lovely to talk to you.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.